Good evening, and thank you for joining me. It's Hugh Hattrick, and you're listening to the Car, Sim, and Race Driver Show. On tonight's show, it's all about Gran Turismo. That's right, GT Sport, which is available on PS4. Now, this game has been out for quite some time, but it has turned to be really an amazing game, not just to have great fun with and race amongst your friends, and you can race people all over the world, but it's become, it's got a huge following. Millions and millions of people have played the game. And tonight we're going to go just a little bit into why I think it's so good. And if you're a motorsport fan, why I think it can help to fulfill part of that motor racing craze. Maybe you're fed up now that the F1 season is finished, and what you would really like is to get out on the track and try and do some motor racing. Well, I have to say that Gran Turismo Sport is one of the closest games you'll get, certainly from being able to play it in your own home and having a fantastic time, and also getting that chance to drive a simulator. You get thousands of different cars, lots of different tracks, and also they're updating it all the time. Now, on Thursday morning, we have a very special guest. We've got none other than esports, incredible, none other than Steve Alvarez Brown, who is an esports legend. He's finished twice as the Pro-Am Championship on GT Sport in places like, I think it was New York. He's been to Monaco, all where all the Gran Turismo Championships are. And I've interviewed him once or twice before, but he's very kindly said he would join us on Thursday. So he'll be going into his history of Gran Turismo and just how well he's got on. He's got over 300,000 YouTube followers, so certainly someone who's very, very interesting, and will give you insight in how you can become a sim driver and really get the most out of Gran Turismo. Because if you're anything like me, you love Formula One, you love all the kind of motorsport, and when the season finishes, you're like thinking, what am I going to do? I need to get my fix of motorsport. But it's not just enough to simply want to watch it. You want to actually have a go. Now, unless you've got thousands of pounds and you can afford to go to a track, I mean, they do like racing schools in Silverstone or racing schools in Abu Dhabi and things like that. It's quite tough to be able to, you're going to need a fair bit of money to have a proper go. However, if you get a PlayStation or if you've got a decent gaming PC, there's all sorts of games that you can buy. And of course, GT Sport being one of the most popular and successful simulators on the market just now, is just getting better and better. Now, why would you say I would choose Gran Turismo Sport, or why all of a sudden am I becoming so enthusiastic about it? Well, they've recently launched a new, what they call a DLC, which is a kind of extra package that you can buy on top of the game. And this was done by Lewis Hamilton. So he's got about six or seven tracks that he has done, set a special time, and you have a chance to try and match his time. And I have to say, it's really, really difficult. I mean, I'm just an amateur. I know some of the top guys quite quickly managed to beat his time. But even then, not by a huge amount, maybe by a few tenths here and there. Only the really good ones have got maybe a second or so quicker than Lewis Hamilton. But it gives you a chance just to see what he's like. You can watch his lines, you can play the ghost replays, and it really does get you right into it. I mean, literally, you can spend hours and hours on end trying to do a lap. I've been doing the one at Maggiore, which is a kind of a fantasy track that Gran Turismo Sport have made for the game. And in that, it is so tough to try and beat. I think it's a 155.4 that Lewis Hamilton set. So you've got to try and beat that. But you've got Brands Hatch, where you've got to do quicker than a 122.9. The Norse Life, of course, the incredible track, 13 miles long. And I think you need to beat 5 minutes 40 to be able to beat Lewis Hamilton's time on that. But there are a whole bunch of tracks that he's picked, and they're all really, really hard. There's Monza as well. I'm about 0.2 off getting that one, but I seem to have hit a plateau and can't seem to get under that time that he has set. But what it does is it really engrosses you into motor racing. And for example, if you want to take it a little bit further and not just have a little pad connected to your PlayStation 4, more and more people are now buying an actual steering wheel and pedals and a gaming chair. And there's so many on the market. You can go into Amazon or into YouTube, and there's lots of videos and telling you what kind of seats are very good. I just went for a very basic setup, which is the Logitech G29, which roughly costs about £150. And you can get it from Costco and places like that. And that comes with a steering wheel and a set of pedals, which also has a clutch. And on mine as well, it had a gearbox too, a separate gearbox, so you could use that. And it's very realistic. I then got the Playseat Challenge chair, which cost roughly £150. So all in all, it's about £300 worth of equipment, but it's one of the cheapest ways to get into making your gaming experience so much better. And it really is pretty much available for anyone who's interested in racing and getting into their racing games. Now, you might think, does it really make any difference to your times? Well, this is a big question that Super GT has answered before. You can do very quick times on a pad, but where the steering wheel gives you the difference is that you can be a lot more smooth. You can make a much better turn around a corner. You can brake with a more progressive manner, which is harder to do on a pad. So while you might actually be able to be as fast using your PS4 pad, if you have the steering wheel and pedals, you'll be a lot smoother. And therefore, when you actually race, if you're on a race where you need to stop for fuel and things like that, and for tires, you're going to be able to manage your tires and things an awful lot better. And it does. You get the G-force. You get a much more sense of the force feedback through the steering wheel. So it's much, much more fun. And it just engrosses you even more into the game. And there's so many different championships you can take part in. It's not just a matter of doing, you can do excellent multiplayer games, which are great fun. And I've done now well over 150 of them. This gets better and better. But it improves your driving. This is the second thing, which I think is quite important. Because when you've done a couple of hours on Gran Turismo Sport, and you've done, say, the time trial, you're just trying to improve your lap times, potentially maybe for the multiplayer races that are on every week, it really does focus your mind. So you're actually trying to learn, okay, how do I do it? How do I do it a bit quicker? What are my braking points? When do I accelerate? Again, you can watch lots of videos by people like Super GT, Key25, David Perel. They're all out there to try and help you go a lot faster. And you'll find yourself getting really quite competitive because you want to race well. And there are some very funny videos of people doing stupid things during the races. I mean, it is the most annoying thing when somebody rams you off into what the Super GT would describe as the shadow realm and never to be able to play again. And they don't get a penalty and you end up getting one. But if you can kind of take that on the chin, there are some great races. And most of the time, the better you get, usually the better racing environment you get and the better the competitors. And it's great fun. And you'll come out there, and when you get into your normal car, you'll think, actually, I've learned something. I learned to be smoother on the brakes, better when you're turning in, maybe better on the lines that you take, even on a normal road when you're just trying to be sensible. It just makes things a bit smoother, because obviously if you're smoother on the racetrack, you will be quicker. So there's lots of great things you can take away from GT Sport. And that's just one of the games that I think is one of the best PlayStation 4 games to get if you like racing cars, and if you're a racing fan and you just want to try something a bit different. Also, if you get good on simulators, you can win incredible prizes. I mean, twice in the last 2 years, I've just by taking part in some racing, just the simulator events that have been on at car shows. One was the Highland Show, and one was a driving event. In fact, two have been at driving events, to be fair. If you set a really good time, you can end up winning some amazing prizes. For example, there was one at Goodwood, where if you got the fastest time, even if you're not a racing driver, just a standard driver, you could win trips to Brooklands to the Mercedes-Benz headquarters. There's also, I actually won a prize a couple of years ago where I won a PlayStation 4 with Gran Turismo itself. So when you get good on the simulators and you start going to maybe some motor shows and things like that, you just never know if there's a simulator available there and people are trying to do a lap time to get it potentially for a prize, you could be in with a great chance of winning a fantastic prize. Now, perhaps you might be a racing driver listening to this show, and you're looking at maybe you could be a professional, or you could just be an amateur wanting to try and improve and get into racing more. I would strongly recommend a visit to simtrack.co.uk, which is in Leeds. It's the North's premier sim centre, and they have a proper Ginetta Super Cup car, which is it's the proper size. It was actually a real Ginetta racing car that was crashed, and they've rebuilt it and made it into this incredible simulator. And I strongly recommend having a go, because it's the I think it's the most in, the closest thing I've ever been to without actually driving a real racing car. They've got a 6 meter screen, 6x3 screen. It's incredible. And it's got proper racing seats. It's identical to the real racing experience of a normal racing car. And Adam Croft will be there, who runs it, along with James Kellett, who was Lando Norris's former teammate when he was driving at Ginetta in the Super Cup series and actually beat him. He's there to give you instruction. And if you can get there before the 19th of December, you'll actually have a chance to win a prize of a whole morning's session with SimTrack and with James Kellett and Adam Croft. And they'll actually, you know, show you how to drive faster, cut your qualifying times, and really you'll be amazed at what you can learn. We had to go a few weeks ago, and what I learned in 10 minutes has already helped me as I've come back on Gran Turismo. So just think what it could do if you're a real racing driver and you're able to get out onto the circuit. So it really opens up a lot of doors by getting into sim racing. And on Thursday morning, when we're going to be doing our podcast with Steve Brown, Super GT, he'll be going into that a lot more, and you'll be able to see exactly why I think it's such a great way to spend time, and a wonderful community as well. There's lots of great videos that do, and people who do live streams on YouTube, and you can join in, leave comments, and talk to them and ask them questions, and really learn so much about how to be better as a driver and a competitor on Gran Turismo Sport. So there we are. That's on Gran Turismo Sport. Now, I want to talk as well about another Formula One, racing game, which is F1 2019. Because obviously, as it states in the title, it's the official Formula One game from the FIA. And it's been going now for quite a few years. In fact, some of them were out in the early 2000s. It's been different companies that have made it. But now it's really quite a very, very good game, actually, I have to say. And the whole esports league goes right round the world, in many cases following the Formula One paddock as it goes round the world each year. And there are big events at the actual races themselves. And they put this on to YouTube, and you can watch the races and you can see how close it is. Now, in a few weeks' time, we're probably into the new year, I'm going to be speaking to Josh Martin, who is an esports expert and a former esports driver as well. And he's going to be going into exactly what the Formula One esports is like and where it's going. Now, if you think Formula One coverage is good on things like Sky at the moment, you'll be able to go to a sim centre and actually race as if you were on the real thing, actually in the race with a proper cockpit, proper, the best, most up-to-date sim experience with the noise and the obviously not the sense of smell and that, but pretty much everything else you'll be able to experience. I mean, the technology that's going into this just now is incredible. It's absolutely cutting edge, and it's an amazing thing to get into. So when I speak to Josh Martin in the new year, that will be a very interesting interview. But the Formula One 2019 game, again, if you've got a pad or if you've got a steering wheel and pedals, is really a great way to get used to Formula One and how the cars actually handle. It's incredibly quick. You've got to look so far ahead, and you've got to be quick with the gears because it just changes up almost every couple of seconds, or even less than that. It's quite a game. But you can have fantastic online games. The championship is quite tough. You can change the difficulty settings and really make it as realistic as you want. You can do time trial, which is what I like, to try and reduce my time and try and get up there and see how competitive I can be. But it's such a good game to get involved in. And I really think if you're a Formula One fan, you need to have a go. You need to see what these things are like. Because honestly, this is the best way, I think, to get you more involvement in Formula One and motorsport, and you'll love it. And when I was speaking to David Perel earlier in the year, who is a Blancpain championship driver, he was saying that that's all he does. If he's not racing, he basically practices on things like GT Sport. And he set out, do 90 minutes of that, 20 minutes practice, do 3 races, and then that's about it. But he reckons that's now actually better than karting, in terms of getting to know what your car is like, how to race better, and really be able to get practice every day when normally you wouldn't be able to do that. So there you have it. There's going to be going into a lot more with Steve Brown on Thursday. It should be around about 10:30 on Thursday morning. Give us a little bit of leeway around that time. Hopefully it will work. We're going to be doing a YouTube live stream, and we possibly will do a Podbean live stream as well if we can do it simultaneously. We'll see how that all goes. But it's going to be great fun. I hope you can join us. If you would like to support the channel, just go to Hugh Hattrick at YouTube and subscribe. Or if you would like to, if you're all over the world, which I know many of our listeners are, if you go onto our website, which is cardealadvisor.co.uk, and hit the rental section, you can support the channel by using our rental affiliate link. And in turn, you can book a rental anywhere around the world in over 53,000 locations, get a fantastic deal, lots of savings, especially around Christmas and New Year, and in the summertime too. And that helps to support the channel. But thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful week. Please come back and listen in on Thursday morning when we have Super GT, Steve Alvarez-Brown, going into detail on what has been an incredible year for him. He's got over 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. It's going to be a fantastic interview. I'm really looking forward to that. But take care and remember our motto, drive fast and try not to crash. Bye just now.